Following the Connecticut elementary school shooting disaster, Midwestern voices calling for tougher gun laws included Missouri's Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, who invoked her father's penchant for hunting and firearms choices.
I do not recall him needing guns that are designed for killing people in war.
Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Sly James voiced similar sentiments.
Those weapons were manufactured for one purpose and one purpose only. That's killing people. That's why they're called assault weapons.
And signed a letter from a group of mayors endorsing tougher gun laws. The following day, the Kansas City City Council joined the mayor in a call for restoration of the federal ban on assault weapons. Others, many of them Republicans, had different thoughts. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt said no gun control bill had a chance of passing, and he personally would vote against anything that, as he put it, threatened the Second Amendment.
I'm a supporter of the Constitution, and that means all of the amendments.
Republican Missouri State Representative Mike Kelly was among those saying more guns is the answer. He introduced a bill to allow Missouri teachers to carry concealed guns at school.
Taking away guns is not going to solve the problem. We've taken away lots of things from people, and those that still want to have them will find ways to get them, and will usually do so in ways that are detrimental to the general public.
Kelly's bill immediately drew three co-sponsors, one a Democrat, and more than two dozen promised votes in the Missouri House. The first storm of winter got Kansas City's attention, partly because, as National Weather Service meteorologist Evan Bookbinder said,
obviously we had no winter last year. It's been a long time since we've seen much of any snow.
There was quite a bit of snow in the far northern reaches of the area, but the real punch of the storm was in its winds, which caused power outages for more than 30,000 KCP&L customers. On Thursday, more than half the flights at KCI were canceled because of the Midwestern blizzard. 41 Arrowhead Stadium parking lot signs went missing. Multi-sided signs that weigh 100 pounds apiece and help game attendees find their cars. The signs had been taken down for work on the poles and placed on the ground. Police believe they were stolen by somebody who planned to sell them as scrap metal. The Kansas City City Council prepared to raise a tax few area residents ever pay, going along with the Convention and Visitors Association request to end exemptions from the 7.5% convention tax on hotel rooms for lodgers from government and nonprofit agencies. Finance Chair Jan Markison called it a leveling of the playing field.
Other cities, St. Branson, Springfield, do collect that tax on nonprofits and have those funds available to promote their city.
The increased revenue would be used to promote conventions and tourism and for facilities maintenance. The idea still needs a full council vote and approval of the voters. And wrapping up the week, a Johnson County couple, who prefer to remain anonymous, won a $50 million Powerball jackpot, which translates into a lump sum of just under $23 million after taxes. Just a month ago, a Platte County couple won a $290 million lump sum Powerball jackpot. This is KCUR.